since its initial public offering 4 years ago, business has mostly boomed for Krispy Kreme donuts. But last May, blaming the low-carb diet craze, the company reported its first quarterly loss in profits. And that has cast a cloud over plans for a downtown development in the company's North Carolina hometown. For member station WFDD in Winston-Salem, Larry Schooler reports.
It's easy to understand why people are still flocking to Krispy Kreme donut shops, diet or not. They get to watch.
They're always just glued to the window watching them go down the line. A lot of times they pick out the donut they want to eat, and they'll watch it go down. And they'll tell us, no, I want that donut.
Assistant manager Andy Jeans works at the Krispy Kreme store on Stratford Road in Winston-Salem, just a half mile from company headquarters. The whole donut-making process takes about an hour. The neon red sign telling passersby that the store has hot donuts now lures customers in from near and far. Rod Camp from New York recently enjoyed his first Krispy Kreme donut at the Winston-Salem store.
My wife would kill me if she knew I was in here now. So that's why I have to travel from New York to have a Krispy Kreme. She doesn't want me to eat donuts. So I will only tell her once I get home.
She'd be mad, Camp says, because he'd be violating the low-carb diet he promised to follow. And Krispy Kreme officials say it's people like Rod Camp's wife that drove the company into the red for the first time in the last fiscal quarter. And while Krispy Kreme is working on smaller treats with less sugar, the company has yet to unveil plans for a low-carb donut. Chief Executive Officer Scott Livengood says the company simply didn't realize how popular low-carb diets like Atkins and South Beach would be.
I think there's always a real possibility that people will decide that, you know, a balanced lifestyle is appropriate for them and the dynamics could change again. But on the other hand, we're not going to take anything for granted.
And while Krispy Kreme officials say they're not taking performance for granted, Winston-Salem isn't taking Krispy Kreme's role in the city's economic revival for granted either. With R.J. Reynolds Tobacco's announcement of more than 2,000 layoffs last fall, Krispy Kreme has stood out as one of the area's brightest business stars. And last year, Krispy Kreme and a group of other local partners unveiled a bold proposal for a new downtown headquarters complex called Unity Place. The $60 million project could eventually include an IMAX theater, luxury condominiums, and shopping space around a new Krispy Kreme building. City leaders like Lyons Gray of the nonprofit Downtown Winston-Salem Partnership hope Unity Place will serve as a new anchor for a revitalized downtown.
More than numbers, I think it represents a psychological shift in our thinking about downtown, because people are willing to say, hey, these people have said this was important to do, and they're making a statement by coming downtown. Why shouldn't we consider doing the same?
Currently, Krispy Kreme employs about 300 people in Winston-Salem, and so far the company has not announced any plans to expand its workforce in Winston-Salem in connection with the new headquarters. Some here say privately they're waiting to see what happens with Krispy Kreme's share price before they'll buy into the deal. Meanwhile, the city of Winston-Salem is hopeful the project gets back on track. Mayor Alan Joynes says it's taking longer than he'd like to get Unity Place going.
We certainly had hoped that it would begin in December, although the site really hasn't only been available for about a month. So I'd say we're 30 days behind where we hope to be.
In the end, Krispy Kreme may end up having a smaller presence downtown than originally thought, but CEO Scott Livengood isn't worried.
All the parties that were originally in Unity Place are still in Unity Place, hopefully in some way. These kind of things are really dynamic. You get in there and life happens, and you just have to react and respond. And the important thing is we haven't taken our eye off the ball to get this development started and accomplished.
Besides getting Unity Place off the ground, Krispy Kreme has to worry about propping up its stock. The company's shares have not yet rebounded from dropping in May to around $19 a share, the lowest price in 3 years. At its peak, Krispy Kreme was trading at nearly $50 a share. While shareholders wait for some good news, Winston-Salem is waiting to see whether the company will recover and can help the city fine-tune its sputtering economy. For NPR News, I'm Larry Schooler in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.